This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. Soon, instead of swiping our credit cards, we'll dip them into new smart chip readers. Stores will need to install new credit card machines by October. Credit card companies are already mailing out new upgraded cards, but as Dan Bobkoff reports, some cards are better than others.
All chip cards are a big improvement over the magnetic stripes. The chips generate a different code with each transaction, making it virtually impossible to counterfeit cards, says Julie Comroy of ITE Group.
Without that dynamic code, the issuers know that this isn't their card, and they would decline the transaction.
Counterfeiting is the biggest drain on the industry, $3 billion a year in losses, according to ITE. But not all chip cards in the U.S. will work the same way. With some, we'll still sign a receipt. Others will have a PIN code, like an ATM. That helps prevent another kind of fraud, someone stealing your card and forging your signature. But that's a much smaller problem in the industry, so the majority of American issuers are skipping the PIN. Randy Vanderhoof heads the industry group, the EMV Migration Forum. He says switching to PINs would be a big deal for people.
It would create some additional challenges with them remembering their PINs and using the cards correctly at the point of sale.
And no one wants to be the person fumbling at the register. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.